GelmishandSons.com. You want the best? Rebates, energy bills cut in half? GelmishandSons.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that's the other side.
No, that was her.
We've already done that. Or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
Things you have to remember doing this job. Unbelievable.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
The trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you who I met, is that LBJ.
I'm
going to play him again in a minute. It's tremendous. Well, good. Ooh, I cracked that from Jose Hernandez thing going there. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April Fool's Eve edition, the March 31st edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations, and our single biggest sponsor. I bet a lot of people didn't know that, spending more money to support this show than anybody. First Community Credit Union, we'll talk about them, we'll tell you about them, we'll try to get you to move all your banking business there, and hopefully we will be successful. But first...
Hey!
A round of introductions is in order. We start with the control board, because without it, what comes through, there would be no show, no content, no sound. It would be silent, and the man who runs it is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you feel your current advisor is just not up to par, maybe lacking a bit, you need to call Mark and Jason, because they keep in touch with their clients and talk to all of them every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. How's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Are you kidding me?
What?
Rat boy, he heard us, a conversation we were having earlier. I don't even know how we got into it. And he says he can't remember the word people are supposed to say when they have their picture taken.
What? He can't.
You know what it is. You say it all the time.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you say. Cheese. You have your picture taken. You know what? He just wanted an excuse to make us say it.
That's
so
it.
He could say it. He's obsessed with it. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go to hell now. When I get up there, Bernice is going to close the gates.
It was because of the rat boy thing. He was obsessed with cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's mad at me now. Bernice is in heaven, and she is steaming mad.
Oh, boy.
And she'd say, if you was up here right now, I'd see too, you got no squirrel gravy.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. I'll bet she's got a lot of people up there eating squirrel gravy, too. She's pretty convincing when she wants to be. We are brought to you by, sorry, Bernice, I really am. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank. 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I have been banking there, doing all my banking there for, I would say, 7 years, maybe 8 years. And I'm inviting you to leave your bank. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how many commercials they run. Do you have any sort of real relationship with anybody there? Do they treat you? When you walk in, do they treat you like one of the owners? Then get out. Because at First Community Credit Union, you actually are one of the owners. It's owned by the membership, by all the people in the credit union. And if you ask people who are longtime credit union people, how do you like banking in a credit union? Get ready to have a seat, get a cold, full glass of water, ice water, and prepare to hear a story, because they will tell you why they chose to go with not just a credit union, but First Community Credit Union. And I think a lot of people have lots of reasons they like banking there better. So be prepared for a story. First Community Credit Union, proud sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, firstcommunity.com. All right. Now, my answer to my question to you guys earlier, and I want your answers, was what is the one food product by name, what it's called, that you don't, you can't imagine anybody not liking? You know, Sara Lee used to have a great slogan, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Yeah. I thought that was a fantastic jingle and slogan, because it says everybody likes it. Nobody doesn't like it. What do you think it is that I'm thinking of that if you said, hey, want some or do you like these, you can't imagine anybody ever saying, yuck, I hate those things, or that thing, or whatever it is.
I changed my answer.
And I shouldn't have done what I just did, and I know what you did.
No, I originally said Twinkies.
No, you changed it, and I know what you changed it to.
M&M's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I said those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it is, Peon?
I would say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I can't imagine somebody...
It's M&M's was mine. And I love M&M's. In the last years, I don't know what's happened. Cold milk and M&M's, I can't stay away from it. Especially almond M&M's. The best.
Oh, the almond ones are great.
They're the best.
And so just the regular peanut M&M's. I don't like regular M&M's any longer.
I prefer
M&M's
with nuts in them.
Yeah.
But the last time I had some, not long ago, as I was eating it, I thought, who could not like this? Chocolate candy with a thin coating of hard candy. Well, who couldn't like it? It's wonderful. My second would probably be Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah.
But on its own, a peanut butter cup without something great to wash it down, cold milk, to me, it's not in the league with M&M's. You don't need anything else with M&M's. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, you get through one without a drink. You know.
Now, with peanut butter cups, too, you got a lot of people with peanut allergies.
And a lot of people don't like peanut butter.
But that's not taste, though. He said...
Let's just narrow it down to chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anybody that if you said, how do you like a bite of chocolate? They go, chocolate, yuck. Mm. I can't imagine.
I'm not a fan of just, like, I've never gone and just bought a regular Hershey's chocolate bar.
Oh, I have. Milk chocolate?
I like, something with it.
Nuts or something.
Caramel.
Yeah.
But I would say Snickers, but then there are some people that don't like nuts.
Now, M&M's.
Not necessarily an allergy, but like, you know, have you ever seen the person with the brownies with nuts on it? They're like, ugh.
No, my wife will not eat brownies with nuts. She wants them without nuts.
Oh, I love them with
nuts. But I'm telling you, I'm right. M&M's, brownies. If we did have an official survey, that would be the most submitted answer. What is it you think that nobody does? And there might be one or two people, but then you need to have them examined. There's something wrong with them. They don't like M&M's. What's not to like? Ooh, M&M's. Ooh, they're so tasty. It's not going to happen. Easter Sunday. Have we ever found an answer to why there's a rabbit and why there are eggs? Has
the
anybody
Easter Bunny?
Ever, yeah. What's that got? Has nothing to do with anything.
There's no
rabbit in the Bible.
No.
There are no eggs being hidden by the disciples.
Well, this is the equivalent to, at Christmas time, we have Santa Claus that comes and brings the presents and everything, and that's not religious. And then the Easter Bunny, I guess, is not religious. It's just the
It can't be religious because there are no eggs in the story in the Bible.
No.
No big rabbit.
It says here, since ancient times, rabbits have been associated with spring, and then it is believed that Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring, Eostre, had a hare as her companion.
Eostre.
So whatever that
had a hair.
Not a hair, like a wild hair, like a rabbit.
Yeah, like rabbit.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's got to be confusing to little kids. They grow up thinking rabbits lay eggs. Rabbit comes, there's a bunch of eggs. Hey, rabbits, that's, you're screwing your kids up.
I think the rabbit steals the eggs from the chickens and then.
Well, you're teaching them it's okay to steal stuff. There's nothing about it that can possibly. Once a kid gets to be about 8, they got to go, what? And you know, how much of that in your lifetime as a kid, I don't know about you, I'd love to know how many pounds of that horrible fake grass we got that goes into the basket.
Oh, yeah.
That crap is, it ends up everywhere.
Yes.
Let me come up with something else here. I guess that's to keep them from smashing into each other. This is a very serious. We got an email in the office here.
What?
This is a serious situation. Listen to this. This came to management of our station. They forwarded it to me. It says, "Can you help me?" It's not a joke. Oh my goodness! I can imagine this dilemma. My rear bumper was damaged in the recent icy weather. Had to be replaced. She had her AM and the PM bumper sticker on there. This is a horrible dilemma. You've got a vehicle, you have an AM and the PM sticker, and then she says, "I have forgotten where to get one. Can you help?"
Oh.
There's a plea here. Sharon Head, DeSoto, Missouri.
I hope
you're listening. We'll get you a bumper sticker.
Yes, we have them here at the station, but if...
We'll figure this out. I'll forward this to you, Dan.
Okay.
You can shoot her an email. Don't you worry, Sharon. See, that's the greatest tragedy when there's a car accident and it involves somebody with an AM and the PM sticker. Now you got a loss.
Yeah.
Even if no lives are lost, this is a huge loss here. Yeah. That's one more sticker out of circulation. Those are collector's items. Plain suicide. Let me ask you a question. When somebody goes to the psychiatrist, I've never gone, I should go, probably, but I haven't gone. What you tell them by law is confidential, correct?
Unless they feel that you will put your life in danger or others.
Then they can break the confidentiality?
Yes, they can.
Well, then why in the world didn't this guy's doctor call the airline and go, this guy can't fly?
I don't know. He should have.
He should have, but the guy's not going to do it on his own. The FAA in this country is very, very strict. If you have a heart condition, you call them, say, I got a heart condition, boom, you're grounded. And then you got to jump through a million hoops to get back in the cockpit. But the thing is, you have to tell them. So there's nothing about... What I'm saying is, if that's true what you said, wouldn't you think every psychiatrist would call anybody's employer if they were responsible for other people and say, this guy's talking about killing himself? Wouldn't you think that?
Yeah, and I think the only people they talk to... I'm not exactly sure, but I think the only people that they would talk to is some sort of other authority to try and get you help to keep you from thinking either suicidal thoughts or thoughts about hurting someone else.
Yeah, we're never going to solve any of this. Things are just always going to happen. Now, Dan, you're a band guy. You're in a band. I'll ask you this question. You probably will get the answer wrong. What is the most covered song in the history of recorded music?
Oh, wow.
The song covered by more people than any other song. This is really interesting. For those of you who don't know, covered, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, just means it was a hit by somebody, but it's been recorded by all kinds of other people. They've covered it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A cover band is like if you play Led Zeppelin rock and roll, any band will play, that's a cover song. You're playing a cover song.
And when they say this song is more covered than any other song, it just means more people have done this song than any other song.
In this case,
I'm sure it means recorded it.
Or covered it. Just a band just out there playing it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's My Way.
My Way.
Frank Sinatra, yeah, written by Paul Anka.
Wow.
The most covered song in music, the history of music. That shocked me.
That shocks me too.
But then I got to thinking, what other song would it be? What other song can you think of that would be the most covered?
I don't know.
I actually can't think of
Mustang
one
Sally's one.
That would be a good one. But it's My Way.
Yeah.
And Frank Sinatra hated that song. He hated it.
Wow.
And his daughters even said in an interview, he was constantly going, I hate that song. I'm sure he said something else. I hate that effing song or whatever.
Yeah.
But it became his signature song. More than New York, New York. I just thought it was interesting that he did not like the song. Now, my next question is, and maybe Peon can answer, what in the world is with all the spam lately? In the last 3 months... I'm starting to get stuff I never got in my email before. Insurance, pre-approved, life insurance, name it, just garbage. And it just happened in the last 90 days. Do you have any idea what happened?
I don't.
No.
Well, I keep throwing it in the spam thing, and it just keeps popping back up. So maybe eventually...
Maybe you have a Yahoo email address, correct?
Yeah, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I don't get hardly any spam in my Gmail. I have a Gmail.
For some reason. Hey, you know a joke I thought of today that I don't tell anymore?
What's that?
The skunk joke with the... It's like a rainy night, and... what I'm going to do here is I'm going to tell the joke I don't tell. I don't tell this joke anymore, okay? So if you go, hey, he told that joke. No, I'm telling you it's a joke I don't tell.
I don't remember
But to tell you that, I have to tell the joke. A guy and his wife are on the road, and it's rainy and late, and there's a skunk in the road injured. And the wife says, oh, stop the car. He goes, what? She said, that poor little skunk. She goes out, and she brings the car, the skunk, in the car. And it's cold, and it's shivering. So she says, what do I do? And he says, I don't know. And so they finally agree that she says, I'll just put him between my legs where it's real warm. And her husband says, well, what about the smell? She says, he'll get used to it. I don't tell that joke anymore. I need to make that clear.
No, you shouldn't.
Because the last time I told it, I got an email.
This woman was
out of her mind. One one email, but boy, was she on fire. And you're right. I think she said it was disrespectful to women. It implied that they, you know, had an aroma.
Yeah, it's a joke.
That's crazy.
It's a joke. And here, maybe the joke should be this way. This hippie couple who never bathed, and they're in an old Volkswagen bus, and then they get a skunk. Okay, so they're like a dirty old hippie couple. Maybe then it'd be okay.
An armpit, you could say.
And she says, oh, well, what about the smell? He goes, oh, he'll get used to it. Then, okay,
yeah.
It's not every woman. It's just this dirty couple. Then I guess it's okay. Joke's very interesting. Now, I've also said... many times before, I don't know how many of you have heard me say it, this business about getting a hitman. You want to have somebody, taken out. Here, Chicago, 31-year-old guy is now going to do 40 years in prison. He was already in prison for one thing. Now he's got 40 more years because here's what he did. He wanted to have the assistant state's attorney who prosecuted him for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl. He wanted this guy killed. Now he's in prison jail. So he's telling a fellow inmate, I want this guy killed. I'll pay $25,000 to have this guy killed. This is not a joke. It's a true story. So they said February 2013, the murder plot came to light in the office of the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. So it's an undercover cop. Now, every single time I see a story about somebody hiring a hitman, it turns out to be a cop.
And you see news stories about it.
Now you think, okay, yeah. Just don't go anywhere and get to somebody to help you. Oh, go in jail. Now you're in jail and you're talking to some other criminal, and somehow you still end up with a cop as a hitman when you go to meet him to tell him to do the job. It's an undercover police officer. I don't. Maybe we never see the stories where the hitman is actually a hitman. I don't hear those stories. But, man, from what I've seen, if I were anybody, I just do it myself. I'm not hiring a hitman because it'll be a cop. It always is a cop. Lyndon Baines Johnson, what we're about to play you is an actual, not a joke, unedited part of a phone call. Because, as you know, every 25 years or whatever, I guess every year, certain stuff that's not public domain is opened up for the public. And now they have all of Lyndon Baines Johnson's phone calls and meetings in the Oval Office, and it's available. There's hours and hours, thousands of hours of it. But he was obsessed with his wiener. Johnson, good name.
Yes.
Lyndon Baines Johnson. He was obsessed with his Johnson, and I've read that many times. And he wanted a shower put in the White House living quarters to have a blast of water. He wanted a custom shower where it shot a blast of water right at his wiener. This is not a joke. This is all documented in White House paperwork. It said he wanted a nozzle aimed directly at his penis, and they told him, "This, Mr. President, this will require rerouting new plumbing, And they said, he said to the plumbing people, if I can move 10,000 troops a day, you can put the bathroom the way I want. And he had stood in and measured exactly where it hit his wiener. And it was just unbelievable that he would, and they said he would often, like, just pee outside. This is the president. He peed outside the White House in the yard. And when, you know, nobody was around and the, you know, the security people saw him, but he loved to take that thing out. He was real proud of it. There's a, he called it Jumbo. That was a nickname for it. And it, this is a statement from somebody that worked in the Capitol bathroom area and said that sometimes, and there, not just one, but a couple people said that if you were a guy, you went in and LBJ was at the urinal, it wasn't uncommon for him to take Jumbo and swing it around and show it to you and say, have you ever seen anything as big as this?
Grief.
Now, this, you know, you just don't, there's certain things you don't picture.
Right.
Yeah. I said years ago, I could never picture Julie Andrews on the toilet. I can't picture, I know she has to do that, but I can't picture it. I can't picture a president of the United States taking it out and going, ever seen anything as big as
no.
That?
No.
Oh, man. I love that these tapes are available. Man, that Nixon, you talk about a guy who could curse, Richard Nixon. And then you find out who the racists were. It's all in those phone conversations. I love it. Quickly, remember that guy who walked like 21 miles a day to work? Remember that story?
Yeah.
Every day of the 50-whatever miles, he had to walk 21 of them. Well, I'm sure there's a saying for this that, you know, behind every cloud is a silver lining. Once this story got out, and this guy is like a big news deal, he got $360,000 in tax-free gifts from strangers through GoFundMe.com.
Good grief.
How about that? And then a local car dealer gave him a brand new car, I guess just for the press.
Oh.
This guy, one minute he's walking, and the next thing you know, he's got $360,000.
I walked to work 23 miles.
We need to come up with a story.
Yes.
Well, I heard he had to leave his neighborhood, too, and...
Well, he left with $360,000.
He got a new car. Yeah, he got a new car, and people were trying to steal. Yeah, it was a horror. It ended up being a pretty bad deal for him, but I think somebody helped him move out of the town and set him up in a house, and...
That's good. Let me get the ladies in. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Mike Evans will be happy. This one you can tell very quickly. It's a, P.N., I hope I gave you the right information. Hang
think
on, folks.
I
this,
have.
Is some, this is a very inside stuff.
Just a one word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it just didn't make no sense to anybody. But they'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. I was listening today, and they were rambling.
They sounded confused.
Sounded confused. I didn't know what they were talking about. You just got to create talk. It doesn't matter how you create it. So this guy goes to a psychiatrist. Kind of a good time for this joke after that guy flying that plane in the mountains. Guy goes to a psychiatrist, and he says, Doc, he says, I just feel like I don't matter. Like, if I weren't here, it wouldn't make any difference, because nobody acknowledges me. It's like I'm invisible. Nobody cares what I have to say. Nobody wants to tell me what they have to say. And everywhere I go and everybody, I feel like they're not paying any attention to me, that I am irrelevant. And the doctor says, next!
Let's see how the traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's not moving on southbound 270. They're still working with that crash just before Highway 55. It's right at the Thetis Road overpass. You've got one right lane blocked, but it's a solid jam now approaching Page all the way down to just before Highway 55. They're also still working with this crash. It's on westbound 44, just west of Allenton Six Flags. Two left lanes were blocked, only the right lane getting through, and getting a pretty good little backup as you go through there. Westbound 44 is already slowing between the Merrimack River Bridge out through Merritt's. Then you've got an opening until you hit that traffic jam for the accident there. If you're going on westbound 70, you've got a crash now just east of Cave Springs that's blocking a lane. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're still jammed up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown. It's Boyle up through McCausland. You've got pockets of slow to stop and go traffic between Lindbergh out through Timberlake Manor before things open up. On eastbound 270, stacking up now from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And northbound 170, you're slow. It is from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Feeling like tax season might run you over? Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support to help you cruise through the season. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed-release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
We're here with Ron Amlin, the organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo, April 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri, and it's free to attend. Ron, why should people attend this event?
Well, the show is designed to provide entrepreneurs, business owners, and key employees months' worth of valuable contacts in just a few hours. For no cost at all, guests can find out about the latest products and services to take their businesses and careers to the next level. They can also attend one of the many free seminars at the event.
So tell us about those seminars. What will be covered?
The seminars are all focused on how to improve your business and your career.
Really?
The seminars range from how to supercharge your sales, how to build a marketing plan, how to use the web to grow your sales, and much more.
So how can people register to attend?
Well, the show runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Register online at stlewisbusinessexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
What was that website again?
stlewisbusinessexpo.com.
Set off the fireworks and ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending presents one of the lowest mortgage rates in history, 2.75%. That's right, 2.75 with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak. With rates this low, I'm urging you to lock in today.
That's right, Bob. This is an incredible low rate, and we've got it. 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call now, 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Regardless of your credit, if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
This is a no-brainer. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. You can find DynaGreen at Kirkwood Material.
Spring is here.
And you know what that means.
Home improvement projects. This year, let the local professionals at Castle Rock Contracting handle all of your siding, window, and roofing needs. Castle Rock has new windows for your home starting at just $189. Call today and get a jump start on new window installations. Call 314-737-4000 or go to castlerockstl.com. Mention KTRS for a $50 discount on your project from Castle Rock Contracting.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
All right, he can't talk at least for this little stretch how much better his weather is than ours. Pretty nice. He's Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. And he'll have some sort of scoopage for us today. You need to know that he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. There's nothing else in St. Louis like either one of them. You know, there are lots of nice restaurants. If you haven't been to Annie Gunn's, get ready. Get ready to have your socks knocked off. You need to make reservations because it is that busy. They are next door neighbors in the valley, eastern end of everything, Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
That's right, homie. You tell me like it is, Ronnie. Tell me like it is. Mike Evans on the radio right here taking care of my business.
You're old enough to appreciate the celebration of what would have been Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday this year.
Yeah.
In December. I'm watching all the Sinatra stuff I can. This guy.
Well, wait. Tomorrow so I review, I've already seen it, the two-part HBO right. Frank Sinatra documentary, and it is fabulous.
I believe it's April 5th and 6th. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait. I nobody else like him. I mean, nobody.
I agree.
We won't see a star this big again.
Probably not. Probably not. Parkway's question. Well, maybe Franco, though, homie.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think so.
Probably doubt it, yeah. Pop quiz question, name the name of the actor whose hobby is shoe cobbler, and he's turned down roles in Lord of the Rings, Man of Steel, and English Patient. Remember when you and I went and saw English Patient, homie?
Yeah, one of the worst things I ever saw.
Our wives dragged us to that thing.
Any guy named...
crying, and Frank and I are almost vomiting.
Any guy named Ralph who calls it Rafe?
Yeah.
Clue number one.
Thank you.
Stay away from this guy.
So who turned down roles in those movies? Daniel Day-Lewis, Anthony Hopkins, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson.
Is this the same person?
Exclusive.
Is this the same person who's the cobbler, the answer to the question?
Huh?
This actor is also the cobbler?
Yeah, he's a cobbler.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
One of my Washington, D.C. insiders telling me don't hold your breath that Sergeant Bergdahl will ever face a desertion trial. I'm told Obama will grant him clemency before he leaves office.
Well, if that happens, you're going to see a lot of veterans real upset.
I bet. Family affair, lost love, and really sad. Elton John's mom, 84-year-old Sheila, hasn't talked to Elton John in 7 years.
Whoa.
Elton shut her out of his life because she said she didn't like Elton's husband, David Furnish.
Oh.
Odds and ends. More on murder. Robert Durst, he's complaining that the New Orleans jailers changed his bed, his cot, and his cell, and it's flea-infested, and he gets bit all night long.
No, that's too bad.
That's terrible.
I think that's kind of funny.
That happens when you kill people.
Exactly. Sad that Kelly Osbourne says that she has the same deadly cancer gene as Angelina Jolie. Angelina, of course, have had surgeries to try to prevent cancer. Angelina Jolie lost 7 family members who had that cancer gene.
Man.
Where is Katy Perry's the usual bright smile and sparkling face and purple hair? She's gone all black. Black hair, black eyes, black lips, piercing. She's gone gothic. What's up with that? I like the nice bright...
They all have a smile, gothic?
I don't like that at all.
They all have to go through the bad boy, bad girl thing.
Doesn't matter to me.
So we've been told that there's always 2 people in the cockpit of United States Airlines at all times. There's no exceptions. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Delta Flight 1651, January 29th this year, Las Vegas to Minneapolis, returned and landed back in Vegas less than an hour from takeoff. After takeoff, the pilot went to the bathroom, and the automatic security lock locked the pilot out of the cockpit, couldn't be opened for 45 minutes by either party, and it also cuts off communication from the cockpit to the cabin. So nobody came in when the pilot went out to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
my
goodness.
So the second officer was just sitting there all alone flying a plane. He didn't know what the hell was going on, so he radioed McCarran Field, turned the plane around, and landed. How the hell does that happen?
Wow. Well, obviously it doesn't happen very often.
Well, how does that happen at all? And first of all, why wasn't somebody in the cockpit with him? Very strange. Date in history, March 31st, 1993, life really does imitate art when actor Brandon Lee is killed when filming his death scene in the movie The Crow, when a prop gun accidentally fires a real bullet into his head.
Ooh.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes.
It was a good movie.
It happened on this date back in 1993. A lot of people thought it was a murder.
No.
But nobody ever charged. Hold on a second. I'm going to drink a wine.
Oh.
Look, cab today. And finally.
Okay. You can put it off and put it off, but inevitably.
It always comes to that.
You have to face it. You just have to face it.
I do. And it's a sad moment in my day.
They'll talk about it. It makes it worse.
Usually I go straight to bed after this.
You're kidding.
No.
You go.
Well, he's got to get up early in the morning.
I went to bed like 8 o'clock.
I usually go to sleep at 8 o'clock. I go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Ah, okay.
Watch TV for an hour. Okay. Have my way with long-suffering.
Sure. Oh, sure. My goodness.
That's from 7 o'clock to 7:01.
Yeah.
No, I'm lying. 7:02.
Yeah, okay.
Name the name of the actor who turned down parts in Lord of the Rings, Man of Steel, English patient. Also, his hobby is being a shoe cobbler. Daniel Day-Lewis, Anthony Hopkins, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson.
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
Man, it is. Firth.
I will say Daniel Day-Lewis.
And I'll go Anthony Hopkins.
The answer is Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right.
Oh.
And while shooting the movie Gangs of New York, there were as many as 20 pairs of shoes from staff, crew, cast members who wanted their shoes worked on, and he would rather do that than act. That is what he really loves to do, is work with leather and be a cobbler, which he learned when he was a child from his father.
Wow.
I might get it, see you.
You learn.
Yeah.
You learn so much here.
I tell you.
Yep.
I've said it before, I feel bad for people who aren't AM in the PM, because in a matter of no time at all, there's going to be a party and a gathering, and somebody's going to say, oh, isn't that something about that movie star being a cobbler? And the person will go, what are you talking about?
Or even a trivia night, if you're at a trivia night.
Yeah. Sad.
Could be a question.
Sad, yeah. And you look like an idiot.
Yeah. It's almost like you're getting dumber by not listening to
this. Yeah. Well, you are.
Compared to our listeners.
There's no difference in getting dumber and not getting smarter. The bridge is getting, the gap is widening between, you know, the smart and the
haves and the haves not, yeah.
That's exactly right, yeah. Peon. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That was Mike Evans. And he was brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Next door neighbors in Chesterfield Valley. I told you the biggest advertiser we have is First Community Credit Union. The longest running advertiser is American Equity Mortgage, 5 years or something like that. Long, long time. Started in St. Louis about 25 years ago, one location. Then I remember when they moved to a bigger office building. And then I found out accidentally I was out of town, Memphis, Cincinnati, I don't know where it was, and I hear American Equity Mortgage. And then I find out they are lots of places, but the home base is still here, lucky for us. I think they do two things primarily. Mortgages for people who want houses or want to change houses, and loans to people who have equity in homes for homeowners. Reasonable loans, loans at great rates, so you're not getting ripped off like you are when you use the credit card to borrow money. That's what you're doing. You're just borrowing money at a ridiculous rate. They'll help you get out from under that and get on the right track and let you know how smart you are to use the equity in your home to borrow money for the things you need. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a final check on traffic with Timothy Weiland.
All right, Daniel, you've got a little bit of good news on westbound 44 west of Six Flags. They've cleared that accident, so you're looking a lot better there. But more bad news, they've added more emergency vehicles to this crash that's been going on now for about an hour and a half. On southbound 270 before Highway 55, still only the right lane is blocked, but it's pretty solid jam from Olive all the way down through Highway 55. And that's causing east and westbound drivers on 44 in that right lane to really back up trying to ramp onto southbound 270. Now, we're just flying over the downtown area looking at eastbound 40. You're slowing midway between Compton and Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're still running slow between Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Timberlake Manor, some slow pockets there. Eastbound 270, heavy Lindbergh through New Florissant. On southbound 170 at Del Mar, now you've got another accident. They cleared one earlier, but now you've got one in the same spot, blocking the two right lanes. And westbound 70 near Cave Springs, watch out for an accident. They've moved off to the right shoulder there. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. When your workload blooms this spring, turn to Account Temps for professional temporary accounting and finance support to nip burnout in the bud. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, and it's midweek on McGraw Live. That means interviews with Feast Magazine publisher Kat Neville in studio and medical news with Dr. Brad Freeman. Movie producer and St. Louis native Donald Rosenfeld skypes in to talk about his new picture. And superstar soccer goalie Hope Solo makes a return visit to her adopted hometown and radio station. It's McGraw Live, Wednesday morning starting at 6 a.m. Watch us on KTRS.com and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
If you're wondering if your battery is on its way out, stop by Advance Auto Parts and they'll test it for you, free of charge, at Advance Auto Parts.
Getting you up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
A legend. Are they talking about me? They couldn't have been talking about me. This is a good Monday. I feel good about what we did. We're going to try to do it again tomorrow. Have a great Monday. No, Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Because it started off, I thought it was the 30th, but it was really the 31st. That, you know, we got off to a bad start. Now I've destroyed the whole ending.
And a bad ending.
Talking over the
Money was
singing.
Good, too, though.
Perfect bookends.
All right, let's make a deal. Tomorrow, perfection.
Okay.
All right, that's what we'll do. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Police say a teenager is behind a brutal attack on the Metrolink.
Tonight, the charges he faces and the 21-year-old police say also played a part in the crime.
Delightful weather as we head into the evening across St. Louis, but the pattern is ready to get a little bit unsettled, though it's a slow-motion process.
2 weeks from the first pitch, but before opening day, the first sporting event won't be baseball. They're getting ready for a national soccer game.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington, in for Sandy Miller.
First on Fox, a teenager and a 21-year-old are charged for an assault on the Metrolink train caught on tape. Now,